Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts, as we offer a praise your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts, as we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts, as we offer up this praise unto your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, we praise your name. We're giving you all the glory and all the praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, we praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, we praise your name. We're giving you all the glory and all the praise. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, we praise your name. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have allowed us to be able to see. For if, if you had not said okay, if you had not given death the okay to pass by us, if the blood wasn't covering us still and our time was far well spent, we would not be here declaring your glory, declaring your honor, and declaring your praise. It's amazing, God, that you do magnificent and wonderful things. And as long as we have a desire to get to you, as long as we're willing to fight for you, as long as we're willing to press towards you, God, you have things there for us. Oh, God, we had some abnormal technical difficulties this morning, but the people had a desire to pray. And so as I thought I was praying and leading corporate worship and corporate prayer this morning, God, no one could hear me, Lord, but the people were chattering, God. The people were clamoring, Lord, because they could not hear my voice. I'm thankful, God, that people have a desire to pray. For, Lord, you called, declared in your word that men are to always pray. And there's a reason, God, that we have a desire to pray. Last night during a
empowerment hour, Lord, we talked about having a relationship with you and having being the most important thing in our lives, being connected to you, because you are the vine and the nutrients and the nourishment and the life comes from the vine. And as long as we remain attached to the vine, Lord, we'll get all of the nutrients, we'll get all of the blessings. We may have some times of lack or times of drought, Lord, but as long as we remain connected to you, it doesn't matter what's going on in our environment, God. You are our provider. You are our keeper. You are our strong tower. You are our protector. And so, God, we are thankful, God, this morning that we still have a connection with you. Glory be to your name, God. You are still right there, willing and waiting for us to press past the difficulties, to press past the issues, to get before your presence and to get before your glory so you can pour out into us. You can shower down your anointing. You can give us favor, God, for this day, because you know what you have planned for us, Lord. You know the thoughts that you think towards us. And God, you have thoughts of peace and not of evil to give me an expected end, God. And I can bless your name at all times. And God, I can allow your presence to be with me by magnifying the God of my salvation. So I thank you, God, that we have determined in our mind this morning that nothing will be able to separate us from your love. How can we not end 31 days of prayer with corporate prayer? And I'm thankful, God, that we were not weary in well-doing. Many of us could have said, oh, I dialed in and I could not get on, and so I'm just going to go back to bed. But God, we are determined this morning to offer unto you a sacrifice. Lord, if I got up, God, you're worthy for me to stay up, Lord. If I got up this early, God, you're worthy for me to bless you, God. If you woke me up this morning, you're worthy to be praised and glorified. If you blessed me to be in my right mind with a desire to pray, God, I ought to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. I ought to lift up holy hands and worship and adore God, because there was nobody but you that allowed this to occur this morning. For me to wake up this morning in my right mind, God, it was nobody but you. For me to have a reasonable portion of health and strength, God, it was nobody but you. Oh, God, to have a roof over my head, God, I can be outside with no clothes and no food. But, God, I'm in a warm house, Lord, with food on my table and clothes on my back, God. I want to say thank you, God, because it was nobody but you. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I can boldly repent this morning. I don't know where I would be. And so as I rise this morning, so we can conclude our 31 days of prayer. Oh, God, we're still hungry. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. God, we're still thirsty. Hallelujah, God. What you gave us yesterday, how you poured out on us yesterday, how you protected us all day long yesterday, how you provided for us yesterday. Oh, God, it just will not do for today. Oh, God, all things are passed away. Oh, God, not all of them. Just because they go to the old blessings, God, they have passed away, God. I'm looking for new mercies, God, today. I'm looking for new favor, God, today. I'm looking for new anointing today. I'm looking for a new touch today. Oh, God, I don't need yesterday's touch, but you, God, got some fresh manna for your people today. So we're still hungry, God. We need that well of living water to rain upon us. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Run, oh, God, running, refreshing well, God. Spring forth down in our souls even right now. Spring up, oh well, down deep in my soul. Spring up right now, God, and send an anointing to your people. Oh, God, refresh us even now. Revive us even now. Strengthen us even now. And come no more and have your way. Hallelujah. This time have not been in vain. But, God, we have planted seeds. We have sown seeds, oh, God, of favor, God, oh, in this time of harvest, in this time of breakthrough. It won't take long, God. I declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus, it won't take long. Oh, God, it won't take long for our seeds to manifest themselves and become the harvest that we need for them to be, God. We've been sowing for so long, God. We've been planting for so long, Lord. We've been sacrificing for so long, God. And we say thank you, Lord, because harvest is upon us right now. I've been getting testimony from testimony after testimony, God, about how the breakthrough has begun, how you opened up doors, and how you made ways out of nowhere, and how you sick releases, God, and our finances, God, is on the way, God. Oh, God, I have not even seen what you have in store for us, God, and I'm going to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. declare right now our season of breakthrough is upon us. Oh, God, as I have not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men. We haven't even thought of the great things that you have in store for us. But, Lord, open up my imagination to believe the unbelievable, to see the invisible, God, to believe the impossible. God, help me, God, to open up and enlarge my territory. So transform my mind even now, God, that I may be able to imagine the great things that you have in store and for you to even exceed my wildest imagination, God. Take my prayer and take my desires and take my aspirations out of the box, God, and use me for your glory. Take me wherever you want me to go. Meet me wherever you want me to go, God. Oh, I have me to say whatever you need me to say, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, so your territory or my territory can be enlarged and your glory, God, can be revealed in the lives of your people. I'm not looking for a new title. I'm not looking for another position. But, Lord, I just need more of your glory. And I want your glory to be fulfilled in my life and revealed in my life. That's my desire, God, to please you, to know you more intimately, to grow closer to you, to have a closer walk with you. After 31 days, God, I feel that I even have a closer walk with you. Because this time of consecration, this time of prayer was for a reason, God, and it got me focused. I got on a regimen, Lord, to rise early in the morning at 7 a.m. to pray every single morning for 31 days. And then on these Wednesdays, we got up still at 5:30, and so we prayed two times a day on the Wednesdays, God. And God, our labor is not in vain, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I know that it's not, because, God, I see, oh, God, the great things that you already have in store for your people, because we travailed. And it's now time due, oh, God, for our harvest to be birthed into our lives. And so, God, I speak life into your people even now. I give your name glory even now, God. Oh, God, let your will be done in the lives of your people even now, God, so that you might get the glory out of us. God, thank you for not condemning us. Thank you for not destroying us, Lord, when we should have been destroyed. Hallelujah. When we were brands for the fire, Lord, you had the right to wipe us out. You had the right to consume us. You had the right to destroy us. But you said not so. You had mercy upon our souls. And God, you have taken us from darkness into your marvelous light. You transformed us from foreigners to being joint heirs. God, I'm a king's kid now. I belong to the royal priesthood, Lord. I am somebody special. Because, God, you have been mindful of me. I want to say thank you because you allowed Jesus to die for me, God. You breathe life into me just for me this morning. God, you didn't have to give me air. You didn't have to give me a right mind. You didn't have to give me a reasonable portion of health and strength. You didn't have to do any of that, God. But you said I belong to you. And so there's no good thing that you will withhold from your children, God, because you love me and you cherish me. Cherish me. God, you are mindful of me, and I'm thankful this morning because I belong to you. And because I belong to you, God, I am invincible. I'm unstoppable. And because I'm willing to move forward, because I'm willing to walk in authority, God, I'm upon my season of breakthrough right now. My time of breakthrough, and God, I'm not putting it on a limitation, God. I know it's for our 2017 theme, but there's no limits to, God, what you have in store for your people. Because you promised in your word that you will return or restore the years that the cankerworm has destroyed. That's your promise, Lord, and that's what you have been speaking into. That's what you have been speaking to my spirit, Lord, that you're going to restore, God, all those things that the cankerworm has destroy, God, our joy, God, you're going to restore it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, our peace, Lord, you are going to restore it, oh, God, right now, it's right upon us, just right upon us even right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, our deliverance, God, he's going to free you, oh, God, today, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the doors that have been shut, he's going to open, God, that's the restoration, oh, God, it's not just financial, God, but it's spiritual as well, people of God, God has, he's ready, God, to restore those things that the enemy thought that he took away, that he thought that he destroyed, your praise, your worship, oh God, your aspirations to be in God's presence, your desire to give God glory, whatever it may be, both spiritual and physical, he's going to restore it because he's a God of restoration. He's a God of freedom. He's a God of deliverance, and he's worthy to be praised. Worthy, worthy, worthy is our God. Wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful Lord. I believe that I'm past my time, but I just don't want to let the prayer go. Hallelujah. Because the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. I pray for our children, Lord, today. Save amongst those that are not saved. Deliver, protect them from themselves, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Save, Lord, today. Amongst our family, Lord, that don't believe you and don't walk in your anointing and don't walk according, obedient to your word. Some of them been trained up in the church, God, and they are walking astray. But, Lord, we declare not so. Save, Lord, today. Oh, God, let them have, oh, God, a wilderness experience, God, where they can come and see you and who you are, God. Oh, God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Paul had a Damascus experience, Lord. Let them allow them to have a Damascus experience right now, God, as they walk up that road, Lord. Get their attention even now, God. Come to more and touch their hearts right now, God. Save, Lord, today. You promised in your word that you don't want to see anyone perish, Lord. So, Lord, let not our family perish, God, but save, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, and use us to be a vessel to share the good news of Jesus Christ with them. Save amongst our friends, Lord, today. Especially those ones that we have around us. Save, God. Some of them are lost. Some of them are looking for you, Lord, and jumping from place to place, person to person, city to city. Oh, God, church to church, Lord. They can't get settled, Lord, but settle them even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because in your arms is where we need to be, our co-workers. We intercede on their behalf as well. In this nation, save, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, don't let us go. Shine your glory on us, Lord. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let your peace and your mercy endure forever, Lord, and to touch your people, Lord, today. Allow me to be a witness. Allow me to be a vessel. Allow me to be used for your glory today, that someone might be saved, someone might be delivered, someone might be set free. Glory to your wonderful name. Hallelujah. That someone might be encouraged, that somebody might be willing to run on. Hallelujah. That someone might not give up hope. Let me be that vessel. Let me be that one to share your word with someone. That you may get the glory out of my life, God. Hallelujah. And that someone might be saved. God bless us. Honor our sacrifice. Honor our commitment to 31 days of prayer. Thank you for allowing us to reach day 31. But God, you have so much more greater in store for us. Help us to hold on to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as we end these 31 days of prayer, but God, anoint our prayers. Give us what to say and what not to say. Oh, God, teach us to pray and teach us how to pray. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may learn how to communicate with you better and more efficiently, effectively. That's our desire, to know your voice in every single situation. And so we get to know you by praying. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to get to know you better. Thank you, Lord, that you have a desire to be in my midst, that you have a desire to talk with me, that you have a desire to spend time with me, to fellowship with me. He said, knock, and you're knocking at the door, and you want to come in and sup with us. All we have to do is open up the door. Well, Lord, we've been opening up the door for 31 days, and we don't want to lose your presence. So be with us, God, as we continue into the new year. I pray for each and every person under the sound of my voice that you will bless 2017 to be a year like none other. You have already spoken breakthrough over this ministry and those that are connected to this ministry. So, God, be true to your word and send the relief right now. Send the reassurance right now. Send the breakthrough right now. Send, God, the rain right now, overflow till we can't handle no more. And, God, as you send it, God, we're going to give it back to you. As you give us days, God, we're going to give you back days. As you give us life, we're going to give you back our life, Lord. As you give us blessings, God, we're going to give back unto you blessings, Lord. It shall be reciprocal, Lord. We won't be a black hole, but, Lord, we'll give what you give back to us. We'll turn it around, God. And we'll give it to you so that you can do your thing and press it down, shake it together, and run it over. Saints of God, that is our solution for this year. Give and watch God give it back unto you. Whether it's your time or your talents, we're going to give God everything that belongs to him, and God's going to add to us this year. And I want to say thank you, Lord. You're going to do it. It shall be done, and it shall be so. So bless us. Honor our commitment. Honor our time of prayer. Honor these 31 days. Continue to anoint us. Let us enter in 2017 victorious with a victorious mindset, Lord. So cast out the spirits of doubt. Cast out, God, everything that's unlike you that causes us not to trust your word, and help us to enter in with joy in our hearts, singing of your glory, singing of your honor, singing of your praise, walking in authority, moving forward into our season of breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name even now. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Good morning, saints. I want to thank you for holding on and taking time to join us in prayer this morning. I went a little bit longer because I lost my timing, my clock, but I still give God the glory. He's worthy to be praised. Our focus this morning as we end our 31 days of prayer is praise for spiritual revival in our lives and at Praise Center. Scripture comes from Psalm 73, verse 25 through 28, and it reads, "Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works." And so that's what God wants us to do, to draw near to him. Don't allow the ending of these 31 days of prayer to cause you to open up a gap, or open up or disconnect from God. But I urge you to take time out early in the morning, if it's not our prayer days of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, to take some intimate time during the morning to pray, seek God's face. Hold on to this time of prayer. Hold on to this time of prayer. Let it become a ritual. And it's okay for it to become a ritual, something that you do automatically, so that you can remain connected to God, connected to the vine, connected to the source of our strength, so that God may get the glory out of our lives and we may reap the harvest that God has in store for us in this upcoming year. I love you all. I pray for you all each and every day. I pray God's blessings upon you. And have a wonderful day. Happy New Year to you all. God bless you. Bye-bye.